Joshua Bassett opens up about his sexuality. Grimes is hospitalized for a panic attack, and Taylor Swift gives us an inspiring speech at the 2021 Brit Awards. This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, May 12th. First up, Joshua Bassett is opening up about loving who he loves. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
On Tuesday, May 11th, the Feel Something singer posted a message on Twitter responding to questions circulating about his sexuality following a May 10th Clever News interview in which he spoke about his appreciation for Harry Styles.
Who doesn't think Harry Styles is cool? Also, he's hot, you know? He's very charming, too. Is this also my coming out video, I guess?
Joshua captioned his letter with a series of rainbow heart emojis and wrote, "My entire life, people have told me my sexuality. People have shamed me for things they know nothing about. I want to say thank you to those of you who stand for love and acceptance." He continued, "Toxicity, hatred, and negativity say less about the subject, but say far more about those who spew it. It's 2021. We are the generation of love and growth. It's time we start acting like it. Whether you love me, hate me, or damn me to hell, I love you all the same." The High School Musical, the musical, the series actor then closed out the note with a bit of advice. Love who you love shamelessly. It's okay to still be figuring out who you are. Life's too short to let ignorance and hatred win. I choose love.
Next up, Grimes earned praise for her acting debut as Princess Peach alongside partner Elon Musk on SNL, but is now admitting that shortly afterwards she was hospitalized for a panic attack. Here's Jordan again with the story.
In an Instagram post on Tuesday, May 11th, in which she posed with musical guest Miley Cyrus, the Delete Forever singer wrote, "Forgot to post these because I somehow caused myself to have a panic attack and went to the hospital yesterday, which, to be honest, was quite scary, and I suppose it's a good time to start therapy. But nonetheless, wow, Miley Cyrus is good live and so chill. So grateful to the SNL team for being so kind and letting me sneak in as Princess Peach, and so proud of my beautiful E." For her cameo, Grimes slipped into the Peach costume for a Super Mario Brothers sketch in which the evil Wario, played by Elon, stood trial for murdering Mario during a go-kart race. And though she suspected it might anger some of her fans, she ended her IG post by apologizing in advance for adding the Tesla SpaceX boss and father of their son killed it in his late-night hosting debut.
"I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL."
We live in a world where anyone has the right to say anything that they want about you at any time. But just please remember that you have the right to prove them wrong.
And finally, be fearless. That was the message Taylor Swift gave new artists and fans with big dreams during her inspiring speech at the 2021 Brit Awards on Tuesday, May 11th.
"I need you to hear me when I say that there is no career path that comes free of negativity. If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new."
The Willow singer was on hand to accept the Global Icon honor, which was presented to her by Game of Thrones star Maisie Williams, who she adorably fangirled over at the top of her speech.
"Game of Thrones is my life, so the fact that Maisie was here to present this, I want to grab you. I can't. We're social distancing, but thank you so much for coming here to do this."
Swift has 7 number one albums in the UK and is the first female artist to earn 3 number one albums in a year in the UK. Speaking of fangirling, at the Brit Awards, Taylor finally met one of her biggest fans, some would say her mini-me, Olivia Rodrigo, and they shared a sweet moment together. Other big honors of the night, the Ladies of Haim were honored with the International Group Award, Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia won the Big Album Award, and Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar took the Brit Award for British Single, 9 years after Styles shared the award in the category with One Direction bandmates for What Makes You Beautiful.
"I just continue to be baffled by moments like this, and they make me more and more incredibly grateful to be able to get to do this job every day."
The 2021 Brit Awards aired live from London's O2 Arena and was hosted by Jack Whitehall and was characterized as the first major indoor music event to welcome back a live audience. All right, for more on these stories, you can head to billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.